3BA's Secret Sound.
Let's play Thanks to Eclipse for the Secret Sound here at 3BA. PT and the Big Show for your Tuesday morning. And, of course, the next generation Ranger and Everest arriving very soon at Eclipse Ford out in Sebas. Let's take a listen. As if we haven't heard enough already. Cherie, good morning to you.
Good morning, PT. How are you, buddy?
Going good. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Excellent. All right. Here's hoping you've got an answer that no one said before, Cherie.
Well, I'm hoping so. I reckon at the pinball in a side a bucket and you've got your hand in and you're moving the pinball around.
Sorry, there's a pinball
in a bucket and you've got your hand inside the bucket moving the ball around.
You reckon I've gone to the trouble of opening the pinball machine, taking out the piece of glass that sits on top, extracting the pinball, dropping it in a bucket and then shaking it around?
That is correct.
Yeah, nah. No, not at all. I don't go to that much trouble for my secret sounds, let me tell you, Cherie. But I'm glad you went to the trouble of coming up with that in your mind. But no, it's definitely incorrect. Let's go to Kyra. Hello, Kyra.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Did I get that right?
It's Kara.
Kyra.
Kara.
Oh, Kara. Jeez. I better get my ears tested. I thought you said Kyra.
No, that's all right.
Okay, let's go. Kara, what do you think?
A foosball table.
Using a foosball table. No, that one was said very, 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 very early on in the piece. Given the secret sound is now running 14 weeks, there's a lot of incorrect guesses, and they're all, we haven't missed any, they're all on the secret sound page at 3ba.com.au. If you've got a spare few moments, just, you know, Google search 3BA, then go to the secret sound page and scroll down the list, like dropping Lego into a plastic pot. It's not that, even though I've spelt dropping incorrectly. I've just noticed on the incorrect answers page, it's not spelt like that at all, PT, no. I'll have to fix that. I'm trying to fix it as I speak. There we go. That's much better. Dropping marbles into onto a table. It's not that either. A tractor accelerating. Definitely not that. A toilet roll spinning round on the holder. No, it's not that. Maybe Emma in Wenderee. You might have the right answer. Are you there, Emma?
I am.
Excellent. Good to have you on the show. Thanks for the call. How are things out in Wenderee?
A bit chilly this morning.
Yes, you're not on your own.
No.
Emma, what do you think?
Now, have you lined up some aluminium cans and, like bowling, you're rolling or throwing rocks at them?
Hmm.
You are wrong.
No. No, sounds fun though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it could
be. Sounds fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. There's a bit of imagination going on in this secret sound, a la when we were kids. You know, if you're hanging out in the backyard, you might have gone, oh, there's a great idea. Let's do that for a few hours. Keep us occupied. Kids' imaginations. Tina's imagination, let me tell you, that's a different story altogether. Hello, Tina.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good. I was just thinking, like, well, I didn't ring yesterday because I couldn't think of anything. Yes, my imagination.
Hang on. Before we go there, yesterday we were talking to Jake and BT about the beards and mustache competition as a part of the Heritage Festival.
Oh, yeah. No, don't.
How's your mustache going?
No, it's not me mustache. It's me beard.
Oh, have you got a bit of a beard going?
Hang on, let me feel. Yeah, just a little bit. I'll be wearing the mask out this morning. I'll challenge those boys.
You got a few whiskers.
They want to sharp me off and get me waxed and done, and, you know, so be it, mate.
Tina.
I know.
Tina, please give me your answer.
Last time I send you a message in confidence, my friend.
Nothing's ever in confidence. Come on.
Oh, yeah, me guess. All right, now, I thought about it, but I don't reckon a kid would do this for ages. But anyway, I reckon you're dragging a stick along, you know, the collarbone fence, you know, with the stick.
Hey, Tina, I thought you were going to say using clippers to clean up your beard. But
no, I waxed that.
And, Tina, we've had that one before. Come on. Get your act together. Vicky, good morning to you.
Morning, PT.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thanks.
I think it's about time I threw out a clue, isn't it?
Well, I hope I haven't missed any clues.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, maybe the clear bus passed you by. Vicky, what do you reckon?
I think you use them either a spirometer or some people call it a lung exerciser.
A lung exerciser. My lungs could do with a bit of exercising after smoking for 40-odd years, let me tell you. They're getting the exercise nowadays because I don't do that anymore. Not using a lung exerciser, Vicky, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day and a safe drive finally to Sebas. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm not too bad, yourself?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. Righto, Sharon, last chance at $1,440. What do you think?
Well, definitely not what I was going to say, but I'll give it a go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it might have been, as you know, when you get to the end of a can, you hear that little ball rolling in the bottom of it.
The end of a can?
Yeah, you know, when you hear that little ball shaking when it gets empty.
Are you talking about a paint can?
Or any sort of can. They've got like a little ball in it.
Well, not my... Hang on a second, Vicky. My... Sharon, I should say. My Coke can doesn't have a little ball in it. There's no little Kinder Surprise at the bottom of my Coke can.
That's a bit rude, isn't it?
There's no cash here. Here, there's no cash.
Sharon, it's not the sound of the little ball in the bottom of the can, whichever can you're talking about. Back tomorrow, thanks to Eclipse Ford, who guarantee the best value. New Ford is right here in Ballarat, and the next-gen Ranger and Everest, they're arriving soon.